Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, Mesech des Pchairis, Periches, Mishnevav. Achas Bichra, Viacha, Shalai Bichra, Shal Shnei Anashim. Here we have two mothers. One gave birth already, one never did, yet. We're talking about they're the wives of two different men. V'yoldu Shnei Zacharim. Now they gave birth to two Zacharim. And like in the previous Mishnah, we don't know who's who. We don't know which boy is the son of which mother. One is a Bchar, one is not. Because one is the firstborn and one is not the firstborn. So Zeh Shaloi Bichra Ishtai, the one whose wife never gave birth yet, Naisin Chamish Shalom L'Kayin. He's for sure Mechuyev and Pinyan Aben. He has to give five Shalom to the Kayin. I doesn't know which boy is his son. It doesn't make a difference. L'maisa, you know for sure you had a Bchar, you have a Bchar someplace, and you have a Chi of Pinyan Aben. However, Zachar Nekeva, if these two women gave birth to a boy and a girl, and we don't know who gave birth to the boy, who gave birth to the girl, Ein kan l'kayin klim. And the kayin has no claim for anything. Because here we're not sure whether there's a p'char or not. What if the woman, who never had children, she's the one that gave birth to the girl? And the boy came from the lady that already had children, so there's no p'char there. Okay, so that was the last case of babies that get mixed up. The Mishnah continues. What is the halach if mes ha-ben b'tach shleshem yam? Here we have a baby boy that's a p'char, no shayla, we know who the mother is, we know who the baby is. But unfortunately, the baby passed away within 30 days. Zakt the Mishnah aflepishenas on the kain, even though the father already gave the five shloim to the kain to fulfill the mitzvah of pidyon haben, yachzer loy chamish shloim. The kain has to give it back. This child is called a nephil. A baby that passes away before 30 days is a nephil, and there is no chiyuv of pidyon haben until after 30 days. That's why the kain has to return it. Liachas shloshim yam. If the bchar passed away after 30 days. Even if the father didn't give the money yet to the kayin, he has to give it now. Because once the baby turned 30 days old, there is a chiv to be poida the child. And that pidyon chiv doesn't go away. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Meis B'yoyim Shloishim, what if this baby passed away? Mamish on day number 30, on the 30th day after it was born. Zakta Mishnah Kiyoyim Shalafonav. That would have the same halacha as if the baby passed away the day beforehand. In other words, on the 29th day. This baby wasn't on this world for a full 30 days, and Mimele the father is not Mechuyev to perform Pidyon HaBen. So if the father didn't give the five Shloim to the Kayin, he does not have to give it now. If he already gave it to the Kayin has to return it. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Kiva says, Im Nosan, this baby that passed away on day number 30, Im Nosan, if the father already gave the Pidyon money to the Kayin, Lo yita, he doesn't take it back. But v'im loy nasan, if l'maisa he didn't give it yet, lo yita, he doesn't have to give it. What's going on over here? M'manavshach. If you hold that day 30, there's a chi of pidyon, so even if he didn't give it, he should have to give it. And if you hold there's no pidyon, so let the kain give it back. And the answer is, that Rabbi Kiva holds, it's a suffix. If the baby passed away on day number 30, it's a suffix whether the mitzvah of pidyon haben went into effect. And the case with a suffix is, so whoever has the money keeps it. Whoever wants to take the money away from the other person has to prove it. So if you didn't give the money yet to the kayin has to prove that there's a chiyuv, and he can't prove there's a chiyuv because it's a suffix if the baby passes away during the 30th day. And if you gave it to the kayin, then the father has to prove that he deserves to get it back, and he can't prove it either because it could be day number 30 there is a chiyuv. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Meis ha'av b'toich shleishim yom. Let's say the father of the Bchar passed away within 30 days after the baby was born. And we don't know whether he did the pidyon haben or not. Zakta Mishnah, Becheska Shalai Nefta. The Chazaka is, he probably didn't. People don't usually do pidyon haben before they have to. And Memela, the boy, is Mechuyev to do the pidyon haben on himself when he grows up. When would he not have to do pidyon haben? Atchi Yavi Raya Shenivda. Unless he can bring proof that the pidyon haben was done. But if the father passed away after his son was on this world for 30 days, then the chazaka is, the assumption is, that he was redeemed, that there was a mitzvah of pidyon haben performed, unless people tell him, look, we know for a fact that it wasn't. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, here's an interesting case. Who lived dice? Ubenai lived dice. A father needs to perform the mitzvah of pidyon haben for himself, and he else has to do it for his son. We're talking about a case over here where the father's a bchar, and now he has a baby boy who's a bchar. This father never had a pinyan aben. In other words, the Zayda didn't do the pinyan aben. And now he has to do it for himself and for his son. So who lived ice? The father has to be redeemed. Ubenai lived ice, and so does his son. So what's the problem? Do both. Problem is he doesn't have enough money for both. You need 5 slayim for each. So the Mishnah, who kaidem es benai? The father comes before the son. He should use the money to redeem himself. Rabbi Yehuda says, benai kaidem, the son comes first. Why? Shemitzvasi, I love it. Because the mitzvah of pidyon aben is really the father's mitzvah. So as far as the father goes, listen, your father should have done it for you. No, your father didn't do it. You do it for yourself. But before that comes the chiyuv that you have to redeem your son. So shemitzvasi alaviv. His mitzvah of pidyon aben really was his father's. We're just saying his father didn't do it, so you step in. But umitzvah's benoy alav, the mitzvah of redeeming his son, that's his own mitzvah. That's your first chiyuv. So if you only have 5 slum, first do your son. And then work on getting money for yourself. Okay, chazing over our mission over here, Perikhes Mishnevav. We had 2 women. One of them already had a bchar, one didn't. They are not 2 women of the same husband. Remember, Minatari, man is allowed to have 2 wives. We just don't because of the Chayim Ben Gershon. But over here, there are 2 separate husbands. So these 2 women, one of them already gave birth, one didn't. Now they both had baby boys. And the baby boys got mixed up. We don't know whose child is whose. So the father, whose wife never had a baby, he has to give 5 slum to the kayin. No question that he has a chiyuv. He doesn't know which one is his son. That's a separate problem. There's nothing to do with the chiyuv of pinyan aben that he has. But if these 2 women had a zacher and a nekeva, then the kayin gets nothing. Because maybe the one who never had a child had a nekeva now. So there is no pchar over here. Okay, if the pchar, no longer cases now from this point on of babies that got mixed up. But we still have shilas. The bchar passed away within 30 days from when it was born, even though the father gave the 5 slum to the kayin has to give it back. But if the baby passed away after 30 days, even though he didn't give it yet, the father has to give it now. If the baby passed away on day number 30, the Tanakhama says it for sure has the din as the day beforehand. In other words, it's the same as day number 29. How do we know this? Says the Batanura, the Pasuk says, in regard to pidyon aben, if a duyav mi ben chodesh tivde. So what does that mean? A full month? What's day number 30? Is day number 30 part of the earlier month, or is it called already past the month? So we learn it from where the Torah told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to count the pchayrus in the midbar. So there it says mi ben chodesh. And there the pasuk says mi ben chodesh v'mayla. In other words, after 30 days. That's when you start counting them. So we learn in regard to pidyon aben also that the chiyuv comes after 30 days. So if the baby passed away during day number 30, according to this Tana, it's like he passed away beforehand. The father does not have to give money to the kayin, and if he already gave it, he can ask it back. Rabbi Kiva is mesopik. He's not sure about day number 30, and therefore, the halach is, when you're not sure about money, so if he already gave it, he doesn't get it back. The kayin can say, prove that it's not coming to me. But if he didn't give it, then he doesn't have to give it. Because he can say to the kayin, prove. Then on day number 30, even before it was over, I already had a chiyuv. Wait a second. But didn't the Tanakhama learn from a pasuk? Isn't that what we just said? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to count the pchayres in the midbar, it says, mi ben chodesh v'mayla, which means it's from the end of the 30 days and on. So Rabbi Kiva, yeah, but it could also be that we learn from Erechin. Erechin, if you remember, from the end of Parshas Bechikaisai, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, it's our next Masechta coming up, if a person says, Erech Pliny Alai, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, so there's a certain amount, the Torah says, there's a scale, depending on how old a person is. There the Torah says, Miben Chodesh, from 30 days, and it means after the 30th day and on. Oh, so that's even better. So you have both the Pasuk by counting the Parim, as well as the Pasuk by Erechin, that 30 days means after 30 days, so the 30th day doesn't count. No, but that's the point. The point is, Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, says the Batanur. When you have 2 Psukim teaching us the same thing, so we have a Pasuk both by the counting of the Pchayres, as well as by Erechin, that day 30 is not counted, it's from the 31st day and on. So the rule is, Eina Melamdim. It's only by those two things and not someplace else. So maybe in regard to Pidyon Petach Hamar, we don't say that. We say the 30th day is already counted. And if the baby passed away on day number 30, there is a chiyuv of Pidyon Aben. That's Rabbi Akiva's Shiloh. So because Rabbi Akiva's Mesupik about this, he says, if the baby passed away on day number 30, if the father didn't give the money, you don't have to give it. If he gave it, then the kohen doesn't have to give it back. Then we learned in our Mishnah that if the father passed away within the 30-day period, the assumption is that he did not redeem his son. The chazakah is that a person doesn't pay his chayvus before he has to. So unless there's proof otherwise, the son will have to redeem himself. On the other hand, if the father passed away after 30 days, the son can assume that the father fulfilled the mitzvah of Pinyin Aben, and unless there's proof otherwise, he does not have to give 5 shlomim to the kayin. Then the Mishnah told us what happens if someone knows that his father didn't do Pinyin Aben on him, he's a bchar, and he has a son of bchar. He only has 5 shlomim, so I have to redeem myself, and I have to redeem my son. Tanakhama says, you come first. Rabbi Yehuda says, his son comes first. Because the lechatchila de mitzvah is for the father to redeem his son. If your father didn't do it, then you do it. But first comes the chiyuv that you have to redeem your son. Now there's a whole sugya in Masechtas Kiddushin, and over here about this, how exactly this works. It's a little complicated. So if you want to go on to the next Mishnah, you can. If you have patience here, we'll try to explain it. The Gemara says that if he only had 5 shlomim, and he says, what do? Do I redeem myself or my son? So Yehuda's Maida, he comes before the son. Because it's a mitzvah that shaykh to he himself, to be paid to himself, and that comes before the mitzvah of redeeming his son. The machloikis in our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, he comes first, the father comes first. And Yehuda says, the son comes first, is only in the following situation. Let's say I'm the father, okay? I have to redeem myself, and I have to redeem my son. And I yarshin from my father karka that's worth 5 shlomim. I went and I sold it, and I sold it before my son was born. So now I have 5 shlomim in my hands. Karka is called nechasim mishubadim. You could put a lien on it. The 5 shlomim in my hands is called b'nei chayrin, free property. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a milva haksuva b'tayris k'ksuva b'shtar damya. If the Torah says you owe something, that's the same as there's a shtar, there's a contract. So the Torah says you have to redeem your son. That's as if the kohen has a shtar, a contract that says I owe him 5 shlomim. Now the rule is that if someone has a shtar, he can collect from the chasim mishibadim. In other words, he can argue, hello, Reb Father, you have to redeem yourself. You owe me 5 shlomim. And you had karka, you could have paid for it. Then you went and you sold the karka. So I should be able to get that money, because you have no right to sell it. So I come to Bezna and say, what should I do? So Bezna says, let me give you some advice. First, redeem your son with the 5 shlomim. Now the kohen knocks on my door, he says, can I please have the 5 shlomim? I don't have. What do you mean? You sold your karka. Yeah, but I used that 5 shlomim to redeem my son. Now the kohen can turn around and go to the person who bought the karka and say, I'm sorry, I need to take it back. Because when the father sold it to you, he really owed it to me. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Redeeming myself, again, I'm the father, that was a chiyuv my father had. And therefore, there's a shibud on the karka. And if I sell the karka, the kohen can go after that karka. But if I'm going to use the 5 shlomim, the money 5 shlomim, and redeem myself, I won't be able to redeem my son from the karka, because that was sold to the person before my son was born. You could only take back karka from someone who bought it if you prove that before this man bought it, the seller owed him the money. But that karka was sold before the son was born. He didn't owe the kohen any money then. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's advice. If you do your son first, then the kohen will be able to get your pidyon money from the karka. Now the Chachamim, why do they say you should do yourself first? They say, look, this is not going to work. I can't go to someone and say, oh, that person who sold you the karka owed me money, unless there's a shtar. Ah, you just said it, but if the Torah says you owe money, that's like a shtar. No, the Chacham hold milva ksuva b'Torah, ain't a ksuva b'shtar. It's like a milva al peh, it's like an oral loan. Now, if I go to someone and say, excuse me, you bought karka? The man you bought it from owes me money, give me back that karka. So he's going to say, well, how was I supposed to know? I'm going to say, well, it was recorded in Bezin, you should have checked. But if I tell him, well, he admits, there's no record, no official record, but he admits that he owes money, it doesn't help. You can't collect it. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, let him first redeem himself. You take that money you have and redeem yourself. Either claim will be stuck, you won't be able to get the money for your son. Okay, either way. I don't have a way of getting the kohen the money both for you and your son. So therefore, your mitzvah comes first. Okay, I told you it's a little complicated. Rabbeinu Hashem Yisbarach, it shouldn't stop you. But if you don't understand what we just said now, that shouldn't stop you from understanding the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Hashem Yisbarach, you'll be learning Masechtas Kiddushin and the Gemara over here. Maybe then you'll remember the pshat we spoke out now as the Batanur explains it.